This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star like under the city? The driver's side fly, Gucci Galar, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar, hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P, nothing to you, but it's something to me, handsome as ever and cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube and view for free, this one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, Dono.
Good morning, Marcos.
Wow, what a morning it was.
What happened to you? You're telling me you were in. I had my own issues this morning, which is why I was actually going to be in studio today. I'll should be able to be there tomorrow. Thankfully, you know, I've got my bunker with my remote location with all sorts of equipment. And then for you, you were telling me you had some kind of a car issue. I'm texting you this morning. You're in an Uber or a Lyft or you're, you know, someone's driving you on one of those rickshaws. Like, how did you get there this morning?
Yes, I did have some issues. Some Colombians broke into my car and attempted to watch the game from my car. It was very strange.
They climbed in through the vents.
They did. So I had to take an Uber this morning, unfortunately, and I didn't find out until late. So, you know, I kind of rushed into here, but, you know, what's done is done, Dono. I know you had some traffic to deal with. I had a car situation to deal with. But none of that will stop us from putting on a show today in the absence of our boys, Tobin, and I guess Leroy. I didn't know Leroy was going to be out as well.
Yeah, Jay Fig and I had a discussion about that where I didn't know. I mean, Marcos, if you know me, I don't ask. Leroy is coming, Jay Fig says.
Oh,
there
okay,
you go.
Cool.
So he'll be here for the second segment because the thing about me is, and you know this, Marcos, I'm the most laid back. You guys tell me, hey, we need you for the show today. If I can do it, I'm going to do it. But I'm not going to ask who's in. Is Marcos in? Is Leroy in?
We'll figure it out.
I just show up.
Yeah, more or less, we'll figure it out. You know how we do, Dono. Pretty laid back, and that is the vibes you will be getting all week as Tobin will be out. Dono, kind enough to join us whenever he does have the time. We're grateful to have him. We got some canes
here,
to talk.
I'll be here on this show today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and I'm doing Hawk and Crowder on Wednesday, and then Friday, I begin my trek up to North Carolina for the ACC Media Days early next week. I'm making like an extended trip out of
it. Yeah, nice, man. I like North Carolina. Very quiet, very chill. I've been to Charlotte once, but I'm usually in the outskirts. I have some military family, so we're usually in like weird parts of North Carolina.
I'll be in the inskirts.
Ah, all right. That's fair.
For the shirts.
Charlotte is where the ACC Media Day is, correct? Is there
any specific... Yeah, that's where I'll be next week, yeah.
Any other part that you'll be investigating while you're up there?
So here's what... So I'm going to be covering it, which is like all next week, basically. But then my wife and my son really wanted to go because they hadn't spent a lot of time in North Carolina. So they're going to like tag along and they're going to do all the fun stuff like while I'm actually... working. They're going to be going out and seeing it. They're going to some amusement park nearby. They're going to like the aquarium, all this other stuff. Well, I'm going to be there talking to Coach Cristobal and company.
Nice. Looking forward to hearing you discuss Canes football. It's about that time. Plus NCAA football, the college football game is actually coming out soon. So that's something that I'm interested. I got some stats from that game to share with you. If you're a Canes fan, you know, obviously a video game isn't going to give you a real indication of what the team will do, but it kind of gives you an indication of various factors like who's fast, who's big, who may be the starting lineup. So I will use my inside information of EA Sports and compare it with your real life inside information and see if they line up appropriately.
Yeah, I've pre-ordered the deluxe edition, and my understanding is I can start playing the game as soon as 4 p.m. today is when I can start playing it. So if by any chance you don't see me tomorrow, and I'll come up with some excuse why I'm not there, you're going to know the real reason why I may not be in tomorrow.
So are you telling me, my friend, you're a gamer?
I'm not, but I love college football, so I'm gonna be playing and probably getting my butt kicked because I'm not a gamer, but I'm gonna play the game because my love for college football trumps my ineptitude at video games.
All right, that's fair. I look forward to it, Don. I look forward to it. What system? Last question on that. What system you got? Xbox, PlayStation?
The Xbox Series S.
Oh yes, there you go. Smart. You'll be surprised how many people I know still have like an Xbox One, and I'm like, what are you doing here? What are we doing?
I don't think you can play. You have to have the current generation to play that game. I don't think you can play it on the old ones.
Correct. Yeah. Now, enough about that, Dono. We must address the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room that is the hooligans that took over the Hard Rock yesterday. The riot at the Rock is what they're calling it. And by they, I mean me, as I just made that up right now. It was an absolute bleep show yesterday in Miami Gardens for the Copa America final between Colombia and Argentina. Unfortunately, the last thing people will be talking about is the game itself, which was relatively good, you know, went into extra time. But what is going to be noted for quite some time, and I'm sure with big events coming to the Hard Rock in the near future, a lot of things will have to be reviewed as far as safety protocols and probably beefing up security when it comes down to it. Dono, did you witness the mayhem that went down yesterday by any chance?
Yeah, and I nearly went to the game. I did not, and I'm kind of relieved that I didn't. Because first of all, I don't like staying up past midnight, and when you delay the start time an hour and a half, that would have been an issue for me. Okay, but I think a lot of the many of the narratives as to what happened last night are being misdirected. Like I see people saying, "Well, hold on. Hard Rock, what kind of a Mickey Mouse operation is that Hard Rock Stadium? And you're talking about hosting World Cup games there?" Like, Marcos, over the course of the last several decades, Hard Rock Stadium has hosted, with minimal to no issues, they've hosted Super Bowls. They've hosted national championship games. They've hosted some of the biggest concerts and other big-time soccer games and events. Like, unfortunately, and I'll talk about who's actually responsible for what happened last night, they were not prepared for the unusual situation of what was it, the estimate over 700 people without tickets, basically storming the gates and climbing in through. That's not a normal circumstance. Like, I've never heard of in Super Bowl games, you know, several hundred, if not thousands of people climbing over fences and sneaking in. Like, what happened last night was unusual. And so, okay, you would have to say lessons need to be learned from that. Like, lessons need to be learned, and you make sure the next time you're hosting big-time international soccer games, and that's going to be the World Cup in a couple of years, 2 years from now, they're going to be hosting World Cup games in that venue. You have to be prepared for the possibility of something like that happening again. But then I see other people like, oh, look at that Mickey Mouse operation, Hard Rock Stadium. You can't trust them to host big events. It's my understanding, Marcos, that the body that was primarily responsible for security and the security strategy last night wasn't Hard Rock Stadium or Miami. It was actually the governing body of South American football, Comenbol, who apparently were not prepared for that. So again, this is a venue that's hosted some of the biggest sporting events in the world. Formula One, big tennis tournaments, not World Cup finals yet, but they've had Super Bowls, national championship. Nothing like this has ever happened before. So at some point, don't you have to put the focus on the hooligans, as you called them, who were doing what they did? Obviously, the venue needs to be prepared for that next time around, but don't blame the venue for it. There were a lot of other failures that happened last night.
Hoodlums, thugs, delinquents, vandals, ruffians,
vandals, yeah,
troublemakers, dude. That's what it was. I mentioned this beforehand, and no one wanted to hear me. You know, they chastised me when I said this, Tano, and I'm going to stand firm. And you know what? I may double down. I may triple down on this. This was a worst case scenario for a casual of having Argentina and Colombia in the final, the most obnoxious fan bases of all time. Two of them. Colombia, the amount of Colombian jerseys that I see on a daily basis for a soccer club that has accomplished nothing, it's unbearable. And now we see, the ticket prices were crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you, ticket prices were crazy.
They were out of control. They were in the thousands. I mean, I think the cheapest tickets that I saw the last couple of weeks, and that was before you know who was playing in the game because it was a tournament. Yeah. I remember seeing tickets like a couple of weeks ago in the 900s. But then once you figured out it's Argentina versus Colombia, the ticket prices only went up, I'm sure.
Continued to rise. Argentina has a passionate fan base as well, but they were completely dominated if you saw the amount of yellow that was in Hard Rock Stadium yesterday. I've said it multiple times, bro. Obnoxious fan bases. Couldn't take no for an answer. Jumped over gates. Damage the stadium. Now poor Tyreek Hill. Poor little baby Tyreek Hill. He's going to cry as he walks by the escalator that's broken now. Poor Stephen Ross is watching the investment that he made year after year crumble because a few obnoxious hooligans. But imagine, you know, obviously, it's going to be a hard thing to stop all these people. But the thing is, I mean, look, just because something's expensive, Taylor Swift's expensive, you know, the Super Bowl's expensive. I'm not going to sit here and jump a gate or trample over people.
I don't understand, like, what the strategy was. So they were, like, at Ticketmaster.com and, like, oh, man, I can't afford these tickets. Let me just show up, jump the gates, climb in through the air vents, and everything's going to go. So like, was that the plan? It's like, I can't afford tickets, so let me just storm the gates is what they decided
now,
to do.
Now, imagine if you pay $2,000 for your ticket. You go to your seat. Someone is in your seat, and then they tell you nothing we can do about it. I know you paid this big money. Nothing we can do about it. It was overpacked. It was overcrowded. It was crazy. It was a horrible sight to see. And, you know, this whole soccer thing, Dono, this whole soccer thing, I've had enough of it. There's a reason why this game hasn't picked up any sort of popularity in America in the way that we thought it was. It's because they're hooligans, Dono. You know what we do as Americans? Normal things, like get thrown through tables. We do normal things to celebrate our sports. We don't stampede and sneak through the air vents. It was a disgusting sight to see. and all that for a 1-0 game. I mean, grow up.
By the way, I will. Well, first of all, the 1-0 thing, like you guys sound so stupid. Like it's like, oh, like it has to be like 10-8 to be entertaining.
Oh, give
like
me a no, 5-4.
It was drama. Colombia played so well in the first half, but they couldn't get the goal. Argentina's defense made timely plays. Emiliano Martinez was fantastic in goals. He'd been the entire tournament. And then you get extra time. And then Marcos, I was, you know, all the hysteria of the pregame aside, I was ecstatic about the way the game ended because Lautaro Martinez, who scored the game-winning goal in the extra time, happens to be mine and my son's favorite player. He's the Inter Milan star striker. So we were very happy about the way the game ended.
Yeah, okay, you know, if we're just breaking down the game, seems like it was a good game. But I don't care, Dono. Hooligans in the stands, Dono. There is no place for that.
Did you see what they did to that 72 Club escalator?
Oh, like, my. I've never seen a broken escalator. How do you break an escalator, dude?
How do you break an escalator? If I'm Stephen Ross, I'm trying to track down every one of those hooligans and make them pay to replace the escalator. Stephen Ross should not have to pay for that escalator.
I mean, grow up, Colombia. You haven't done anything relevant since the Narcos series hit Netflix. You don't do anything, and then all of a sudden you come here, you break our escalator with your annoying, stupid yellow jerseys, can't even win a game. Not only that, they were fighting. They were fighting previously with
do I sense like a cultural grudge that you're holding here?
Oh,
like,
stupid Colombia and their dumb soccer club. Sick of it. And you know what? This would be going to Argentina had Argentina been because I hate Argentina too. Jesus, they're just so annoying. We get it. You like soccer. I mean, Messi's getting granted all these goals. I mean, sorry, all these trophies he's gotten since.
Oh, and by the way, Messi hurts his ankle and this it leaves the game. So what does that mean now for Inter Miami? When's he going to be healthy again?
Exactly. He needs to focus on what's important, not that stupid Argentinian club. Inter Miami, dude. That's right, because what's important.
Marcos, here's the argument. Messi already has. He already had a Copa America trophy from the previous tournament.
Yep.
He's already got a World Cup trophy from the previous World Cup. He should be focusing on the MLS Cup.
Exactly.
Right? He's already got those other trophies. Focus on what's important, Messi, and that's the greatest trophy in soccer, the MLS Cup.
One may say the most coveted of all the trophies he could earn.
One might say
one,
that, yeah.
One might say that, yeah.
You might be the one.
Yes, indeed. It was an absolute riot out there, but long story short, Messi and Argentina got it done, so we can finally move on. I'll tell you what, tennis, F1, football, concerts, Rolling Loud is there, and there was absolutely no indication that anything will come remotely close to the rampage that was caused on our grounds yesterday, and I, Dono, I'm not going to stand for it.
Yeah, I remember. So somebody might be able to find an article about this. This was like around 2000, 2001. This was at the old Orange Bowl. I went to a because the hooligan thing, Mark. I mean, soccer fans are legit, Marcos. No, you don't want to mess with these.
There are hooligans around the whole world.
Yeah, I remember going to like an international friendly at the old Orange Bowl in like 2000, and they just at the end of the game they just stormed the field, and it was like a whole riot. People are getting in fights. I'm like 15, 16 years old. I was trying to get my family. I was trying to get the heck out of there.
Yeah, for sure.
Soccer fans have no chill.
Look, it's been seen around the world. It's not like this is something that's exclusive to one area. We've seen this in Qatar. We've seen this in Europe. We've seen this in South America, Mexico. Everywhere these soccer hooligans get together, they like to drink a lot of beer. They like to sing these stupid little songs. And they like to get into these fisticuffs. And you know what, Dono? No room for that on my soil. You can take your soccer ball and you can get the hell out of here. Go to Canada.
Yeah.
Had enough of it, dude. I have had enough. I mean, we saw basically another Malice at the Palace the game before with Colombia and Uruguay. It was absolutely crazy, Donald. Can I get my sports? If I wanted violence, I'd be watching WWE. All right? This is a disgusting, disgusting display by all of them. And now they're going back to irrelevancy. Now that Narcos is not around, now that Pablo Escobar has been dead for 20 years, you can go back to what you do best, which is get your BBLs, serve delicious little pastries, and look beautiful, Colombia. That's what you do best.
Yeah. Oh, listen, Colombia, when I see the Colombian women, all is forgiven from last night.
Yeah. I tell you what.
It's insane.
Beautiful. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is, Dono. We won't have to deal with much of that for quite some time. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some more headlines, some positive ones that don't involve hooligans, but instead involve some heat action. So we'll cover that. We got some games today, Dono. Are you ready for some games?
I am ready. This is my favorite part of being on this show, the games.
That's right. We're going to do summer blockbuster, start 'em, sit 'em, cut 'em. So you determine which one you'd start, which one you'd bench, which one you cut in regards to summer blockbusters that I give you. We got some trivia. We got our favorite Monday game of All Right, Oh No. So stick around. No hooligans allowed, all right? You can catch us on Twitch and YouTube, 560, Miami 560 WQAM. Stick around. We got more when we come back. How did I come to this? Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin. Leroy in for Leroy.
Leroy just escaped the air vent at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yes, indeed. You were caught up in the stadium?
No, I got like four shots and a finger.
Whoa. Ooh.
Yeah.
How big was the needle? Wow, that's still a lot for just a finger. Like
they put it in your palm. Ooh, and then
it goes up. Oh God, do they numb the area or you just gotta?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's rough. Yeah,
do you look while they're doing it, or do you look away like I do? You look at it. Wow, I look the other.
Yeah, the last time I saw the doctor, right? What do they call them? They call them nurse practitioners.
Yes.
Right. Last time I saw her, she had vice grips and she was ripping a rod out of my thumb.
Oh, same one.
Yeah.
You guys got a relationship. Well, yeah. You're keeping her in business.
And then there's a male nurse there that I call Gaylord Focker.
Does he know you call him that?
Cool. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like everybody's so nice. So like it's in Coral Springs. So just think.
Oh, nice.
I had a doctor's appointment at 9:30 in Coral Springs, and I got all the way back to Davie.
Wow.
So
got
tip top. You get there a few minutes early. As soon as you get there, they call you back. Knew exactly what I needed. You know what
nice.
I mean?
So this is a change. This is a positive customer service story from you.
Yeah. Oh no, I always have they people there are very nice, right? Like it's just I think it has to do with there's less volume.
Ah, got it.
Right? As soon as you get to an environment where it's jam-packed, people are there, now people are waiting, people are getting cranky or whatever, then it reflects the service you get, which is weird because the people that are paying for your services didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
Right? You're the one that put yourself in that situation. So why are you then cranky or, you know, snippy to the customers.
Makes sense.
Right. So, no, but always a good experience. It was actually in and out. So, but I can't feel my hand.
Well, that's a problem.
Later.
Is it the right? It's your right hand.
Right. So. Later, we might go on a date.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, not you.
Oh, sweet. All right. No problem.
What are you doing? Only the people that got that would say, oh, what are you doing, Dono?
No, I got a date with the new college football video game at 4 o'clock. I can start playing. 4 p.m. It goes live.
And now they do everything online. You don't even have to buy the thing, right?
Yeah.
So this morning, I bought it like right there through the Xbox online. It started downloading, and then I found out it's going to be like I can start playing the game at 4 o'clock is when they unlock it. So I had all this stuff I'm supposed to do after 4 o'clock. I'm canceling all my plans.
Cancel, dude. Cancel them.
I'm glad we have you on, Dono, at the perfect time because I have a lot of questions about the Hurricanes. And my questions are general questions, not necessarily about how the team is going to be. I think it took a couple of years to kind of get the guys that he really wanted or that wanted to be there, whatever process they had to go through to get that. College is in an interesting place right now is because we don't feel like we have to fight or work for anything, right? That's just the nature of society. So when you get into football, which is the ultimate, you eat what you kill, right? And now you don't have to do that. People are just eating.
Right.
I wonder how difficult it is to, one, know that the player you're getting is any good, right? It's great to say you got a transfer from Alabama, but if I look at it as if he was that damn good, he would be playing for Alabama. So what are you getting? And that's why I'm confused. Now, the only positions that I kind of exclude from that are quarterback, and I exclude some of the skill positions because you can actually see that. You've seen, you know, a wide receiver come over that had 100 catches. Well, damn, he had 100 catches. A quarterback that come over and threw for 4,500 yards or 3,000 yards and ran for 1,000 or ran for 600, you've seen that on the field. You know that you can work that into your system. But there's a lot of guys that we get excited about that are, that have transferred that, you know, like we're just getting somebody else's, you know, we're just giving room to the other school to get another scholarship.
Right. Yeah, no, well, it's and the first part of what you're saying, it's this has made things so much more difficult for college coaches all over the country to, like, to try to make sure whether you're adding a player through recruiting, because the recruiting process now, social media, everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame, right? There's right. A lot of divas out there, right? And I know Mario Cristobal, who's got the old school mentality, like he's really, really trying to get guys who fit the certain attitude. Like he wants the type of attitude of competition, alphas. Are you going to bat 1,000 in that? Absolutely not. No, in this day and age. Right. You can't. Right.
You don't do it at the pro level.
Right. And I'll give you an example. You know, a player that Miami recruited heavily back in 2023 was Cormani McClain, who's the number one cornerback in high school at that time, coming out of Lakeland High School. He was committed to Miami, but he flipped to Colorado. Like, he didn't show up to his signing day ceremony. He flipped to Colorado. And then Deion Sanders basically said, this guy isn't showing up to meetings. He's not reliable. He essentially got kicked off the team in Colorado. He ends up at Florida. And Florida, there and not on scholarship, so it's a low-risk move for them because after all his issues, this is the former top player in the country coming out of high school 2 years ago, or a year ago, essentially. Florida brings him in not on scholarship thinking, oh, he's going to make the most of this second chance, this opportunity. He's still not showing up to meetings and lifts on time, Leroy. And there are reports coming out of Gainesville the last couple of days that since Cormani McClain's not showing up to anything on time, Billy Napier started off, we're going to punish Cormani McClain. We're going to make him do extra lifting sessions. Still wasn't showing up on time. Now we're going to do that thing where we're going to punish the entire team because he's showing up late, and he's still showing up late. The entire team's having to do extra lifts and workouts. And so, listen, I know I craftily flipped the narrative to make fun of Florida, but I'm talking about a player that was once, you know, committed to Miami.
He could have very well been in Miami.
Could have very well been in Miami. So, right.
These are the questions I have because here, understand this. Your mom and your dad and your uncle and your friends are going to always pamper you because you may be something that they've never seen before in your sport. Okay. But as you move up, that group becomes smaller and smaller because right. You got to you got to start over. You get to NFL, you got to start over. And that's just the natural course of sports. For guys to leave high school and get swooned and you know, like you said, divas, and for these schools to treat them like kings, they're missing the point that, hey, once you get here, it's work time. Yeah. You earn it. And here's a perfect example of, oh, well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm on my own schedule, not at 18, 19 years old, right? So I'm just wondering, like, when we see, we get excited about these transfers, and what if we're getting somebody, somebody else's diva, right, that comes in, right? Get a little money, get a little NIL, and we're dealing with the same thing, but somewhere else. Like, at some point, right, we have to understand that just because you got a kid from another school don't mean he gonna help your school. Mm-hmm. And the exception to that is skill positions and maybe running back, but like corner, you know, yeah, you can be fast and you can be able to cover, but can you pick up a defense? Can you learn the defense? Can you do all these other things? Or do you think that they're going to put you out there on an island like high school and say, you just do this guy? Because that's what happened to Kader Kohu.
Yeah.
Kader Kohu was great, you know, playing man-to-man while we were blitzing like crazy, man-to-man, and coming up and making tackles. Now you got to read defenses. Now you got to read offenses. And you got to figure out where you're going to be based on the, you know, the route, the combination routes and stuff like that. And he struggled.
And another thing about that whole narrative that makes it like difficult is you don't really know how these guys are going to fit until you get to really see them, you know, in practice and in games. Because, right, Leroy, something that happened, you know, the way college football fans are. When a good player leaves your school, whatever your school may be, a good player leaves your school to go somewhere else, the narrative always, almost always, coming out of the place that the player left was, oh, yep, he was a problem, because fans don't want to admit,
they don't want that
we lost a good player. So the narrative always becomes, oh, well, this guy, it's just a money move and he's greedy. So oftentimes you don't really know until you get to cover that player in person. Like, I'll give you an example where I was pleasantly surprised, because, you know, I got to cover Cam Ward throughout spring football. I didn't know what to expect from Cam Ward, because listen, mm-hmm, the narratives out there for Ward was, hey, he, for like a month, he was declared for the NFL draft. And why did he decide to come back to, you know, people were trying to throw out narratives. Oh, is this guy, is he some kind of a diva? Is he doing this for attention? The interactions that I've had with Ward, quite the opposite. He seems like an incredibly hardworking, team first, just wants to win type of guy. So sometimes there are narratives out there that thankfully get proven wrong in a positive way, but you don't always know, because when a player leaves a school, which now happens constantly with this transfer portal, people try to set negative narratives about people. So hopefully there are more Cam Wards out there. Yeah.
Can I interest you in a Tate Martell?
Oh yeah, that's right. I try to forget about that one.
When he came from Ohio State, everybody was like, good riddance.
Yeah.
In contrast, when Burrow left, they hated it. But they understood why. That's why they let him go. Because he was the starter, and he lost his job because he broke his hand.
Right.
And he broke his hand and lost his job to a Heisman Trophy winner. So they let him go, and they were like, man, he's a great dude. Everybody in Ohio hated it. So it's hard. Like in the NFL, you have free agency and you kind of get a different mindset. It's like, oh, they're paying him this money. This is how he's going to fit. Right. You don't hear the stories of, okay, we signed him, but he's a problem here too. The last person I can think of that kind of did that everywhere he went was Terrell Owens, right? No matter where he went, eventually it ran its course.
Yeah. But Antonio Brown, he seemed
Brown.
Yeah. Problems. I mean, now, Pittsburgh was able to keep things, because that's such a strong organization. They were able to keep things looking functional. As soon as he got out of Pittsburgh,
think about this.
Chaos.
Think about this. The one team that actually had him playing his best football and not doing all the knucklehead stuff was Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So do you have even more respect for Pittsburgh, because They did something nobody else could do.
When we come back, Leroy and Dono, I'm going to ask you guys for your game balls and game bums from the weekend that was. Leroy, I mentioned this earlier. We got games galore on today's show. We're going to address more of the hooligans at the Hard Rock. Heat in Las Vegas summer basketball this time, as opposed to that fake one they were playing. I'd love to review some of that. We're going to hear from Jaime Jaquez. We got a lot of things, including, if you guys are currently listening, Sarah Silverman is bringing her postmortem tour to the Fillmore in Miami Beach this coming January. Keep listening to us for details on how you could win tickets. Today, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. We also got some Sticks and Foreigner tickets as well. This is a Live Nation show. We got a lot here on the Tobin and Leroy show. When we come back, game balls and game bums.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Time now for game balls and game bums. Leroy, why don't you start us off with your game balls and game bums?
I heard you guys talking when I was on the way home.
Yeah.
And
about the hooligans.
What happened at that stadium?
Yeah.
Is a joke.
Absolute right? joke.
It's embarrassing. Not to the Hard Rock.
Nope.
Not to South Florida, but to the sport you say you love.
Hmm.
Because if there was anybody who ever had any interest to go and watch soccer and they saw what happened there last night, they'd be like, never mind, I'll pass.
Right.
And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that, first of all, that fans will let other fans do that. Now, I'm going to tell you where the problem is. See, people not paying attention. Here's what happens. When you go to a Dolphins game, even to get to the tailgate area, you got to have a ticket.
Yeah.
So you can't even get near the stadium without a ticket. You see what I'm saying? And if there was people climbing the fence, I would have did that thing like Black Panther.
What's that?
Cut a hole in the fence and let them all come through there and then zap them.
Oh, okay.
You wow. know what I'm saying?
We'll put on the security team next time.
Right. For sure.
But I'm just saying.
My boy's got a plan.
For people to say, and keep in mind, like you said, Dono, this is not Miami.
No.
This is not this is not the Hard Rock. This is not the Dolphins. They come and run their own event. They rent the stadium, basically. So it's the people that put on the event. And if there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, I don't know where the hell you're going to sue them.
Yeah, good luck.
Right? Right. Exactly. But you have an event that some say the average ticket was $2,500.
Jeez.
And you allow that to happen? Right?
Yep.
It's just unbelievable. Side note, and to Jacoby. If you remember that Super Bowl, he should have got the MVP because he returned it from the end line, right? My game ball is going to go to Argentina.
Ooh.
Boom.
Like, let me tell you something. Soccer is slow hockey. But you have those moments. Like, I remember watching England when they had that corner kick and two guys headbutted it and then another player jumped in and headbutted it out. Yeah. It was intense. And that's what you love about sports. Now, again, when we talk about Argentina winning the Copa America, you're not going to talk about that because of some cowards and some fans that made the experience terrible for everybody, not just them. Yeah. Right? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you have that kind of nonsense in a college football game. You're not a bigger fan because you fight for your team. That don't make you a better fan than the other guy. And that's what people think. Yeah. You're there to enjoy. It's like go and watch a concert. You're there to enjoy the concert. I never could understand fights at concerts. You paid all this money to go watch somebody perform and you worry about the knucklehead next to you? So come on, man. We better than that. Well, you know what? We're not. We always say that phrase, but when you see the events going on in our country, when you see things that are happening, we're not better than that. Stop acting like we're better than that. Cause you're like, yeah, stop saying it because nobody's acting like it. There's nobody taking high roads now. I just saw a video of some clowns opening up a big bag of popcorn and dancing on it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, what are we doing?
That's expensive popcorn too. It's really
they stole that from the popcorn vendor and then they
It's not only the people who are trying to sneak in; it's the ones who are already in as well who just decided to.
Well, the people who did that probably snuck in the first place.
Yeah, true.
Right. Because I tell you what, if I paid $2,000 for a seat, I'm sitting. I'm telling you another thing. If there was going to be a ruckus, if I paid $2,000 for a seat and I go to my seat and some hooligans are sitting in my seat, it's go time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's go time. Because you either going to give me $2,000 a seat or you going to get your ass up out that seat. And I'll fight all of you.
Yeah.
All of you. So, it was for as big an event as it was embarrassing to know that there are people out there that still behave in that way. Right? Money don't, like, guess what? I love when they say this, Dono, to an athlete. He's making all that money. Why? What about a person that paid $2,000 for a seat?
Right.
Look how they act.
It's like, I don't understand how, like, you can go to an event, whether you're going to a stadium or you're going to, you know, somebody else's home, how you can just go in there and just treat the place like a toilet. Like how you can go in somewhere and, oh, let me trash this escalator. Let me steal this popcorn and pour it everywhere.
Trash
like
an escalator.
Did you see what they did to the escalator? They destroyed it.
Right. Like as happy as I am to live down here, it's filled with beautiful people, beautiful culture. Always something to do. Right. The weather is beautiful from October to about March, but I'll take the heat and I'll take the rain and I'll take the hurricanes the other 5 or 6 months so I can live in those 6 or 7 months that are just unbelievably beautiful, right?
Yeah.
To be in a place like this and have that kind of stuff going on, right? Because you think you're a bigger Colombia fan or Argentinian fan or whatever. Man, like, enough of that. Enough of that. Like, it's the same thing with football games. Right? Right? You know what's crazy about this? Think about this. When we watch an Ohio State-Michigan game versus a Florida State-Miami game, there's still the same hatred. But why don't you ever read about all that stuff that's happening up in Michigan and Ohio State? Michigan-Ohio State been a rivalry a lot longer for a lot more stakes, right? Come on, man. Enjoy it.
To be fair, I don't know if Michigan-Ohio State has been a longer rivalry than Argentina-Columbia.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
That soccer thing goes way back.
Yeah, that goes way back.
When you're talking about countries,
yeah,
right? Because you remember, I don't know if you guys weren't alive, but the 80 Olympics, right? The 80 Olympics had a lot of that, but they wasn't fighting in the stands. But it was U.S. against Russia.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah.
Well, my game ball, I'll give it to the game winning goal scorer, Lautaro Martinez, 112th minute, came on as a substitute, but was the leading goal scorer in the tournament, finished with 5 goals in Copa America. And, you know, his coach talked about it afterwards, coming on as a sub. He didn't have a bad attitude about coming off the bench. He, you know, was very graceful about the whole thing, and he ends up scoring the biggest goal of the tournament. And he had a tough World Cup, even when Argentina won the last World Cup, right. Lautaro didn't play well. And so that was big time redemption for him. So he gets my game ball. And then, you know, for game bum, I'm going to echo a lot of what Leroy said. I mean, the whole bleep show last night at the stadium. And I, you know, I'm certainly not blaming Stephen Ross or Hard Rock Stadium for it. People just they need. I don't know how you can do that. Like, I don't know how you can do what happened last night. So that's my game bum.
Bum. All right, gentlemen, when we come back. In hour two, we got some NFL news we need to update our fan base on. We got some headlines, tickets to give away, Miami Heat talk, and so much more on the other side. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bum, 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 bum.
Time now for game balls and game bums. Leroy, why don't you start us off with your game balls and game bums?
I heard you guys talking when I was on the way home.
Yeah.
And
about the hooligans.
What happened at that stadium?
Yeah.
Is a joke.
Absolute right? joke.
It's embarrassing. Not to the Hard Rock.
Nope.
Not to South Florida, but to the sport you say you love. Because if there was anybody who ever had any interest to go and watch soccer and they saw what happened there last night, they'd be like, never mind, I'll pass.
Right.
And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that, first of all, that fans will let other fans do that. Now, I'm going to tell you where the problem is. See, people not paying attention. Here's what happens. When you go to a Dolphins game, even to get to the tailgate area, you got to have a ticket.
Yeah.
So you can't even get near the stadium without a ticket. You see what I'm saying? And if there was people climbing the fence, I would have did that thing like Black Panther.
What's that?
Cut a hole in the fence and let them all come through there and then zap them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll put on the security team next time.
Right. For sure.
But I'm just saying.
My boy's got a plan.
For people to say, and keep in mind, like you said, Dono, this is not Miami.
No.
This is not this is not the Hard Rock. This is not the Dolphins. They come and run their own event. They rent the stadium, basically. So it's the people that put on the event. And if there's going to be a lot of lawsuits, I don't know where the hell you're going to sue them.
Yeah, good luck.
Right? Right, exactly. But you have an event that some say the average ticket was $2,500.
Jeez.
And you allow that to happen? Right?
Yep.
It's just unbelievable. Side note, and to Jacoby. If you remember that Super Bowl,
yeah,
you should have got that. He should have got the MVP because he returned it from the end line. Right. My game ball is going to go to Argentina.
Ooh.
Boom.
Like, let me tell you something. Soccer is slow hockey. But you have those moments. Like, I remember watching England when they had that corner kick and two guys headbutted it and then another player jumped in and headbutted it out. Yeah. It was intense. And That's what you love about sports. Now, again, when we talk about Argentina winning the Copa America, you're not going to talk about that because of some cowards and some fans that made the experience terrible for everybody, not just them. Yeah. Right? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing when you have that kind of nonsense in a college football game. You're not a bigger fan because you fight for your team. That don't make you a better fan than the other guy. And that's what people think. Yeah. You're there to enjoy. It's like going watch a concert. You're there to enjoy the concert. I never could understand fights at concerts. You paid all this money to go watch somebody perform and you worry about the knucklehead next to you? So come on, man. We better than that. Well, you know what? We're not. We always say that phrase, but when you see the events going on in our country, when you see things that are happening, we're not better than that. Stop acting like we're better than that. Cause you're like, yeah, stop saying it because nobody's acting like it. There's nobody taking high roads now. I just saw a video of some clowns opening up a big bag of popcorn and dancing on it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, what are we doing?
That's expensive popcorn too. It's really
they stole that from the popcorn vendor and then they
It's not only the people who are trying to sneak in, it's the ones who are already in as well who just decided to sneak in.
Well, the people who did that probably snuck in the first place.
Yeah, true.
Right, because I tell you what, if I paid $2,000 for a seat, I'm sitting in I'm telling you another thing. If there was going to be a ruckus, if I paid $2,000 for a seat and I go to my seat and some hooligans are sitting in my seat, it's go time.
Yeah, for sure.
It's go time. Because you either going to give me $2,000 a seat or you're going to get your ass up out that seat. And I'll fight all of you.
Yeah.
All of you. So, it was for as big an event as it was embarrassing to know that there are people out there that still behave in that way. Right? Money don't, like, guess what? I love when they say this, Dono, to an athlete. He's making all that money. Why? What about a person that paid $2,000 for a seat?
Right.
Look how they act.
It's like, I don't understand how, like, you can go to an event, whether you're going to a stadium or you're going to, you know, somebody else's home, how you can just go in there and just treat the place like a toilet. Like how you can go in somewhere and, oh, let me trash this escalator. Let me steal this popcorn and pour it everywhere.
Trash
like
an escalator.
Did you see what they did to the escalator? They destroyed it.
Right. Like as happy as I am to live down here, it's filled with beautiful people, beautiful culture. Always something to do, right? The weather is beautiful from October to about March, but I'll take the heat and I'll take the rain and I'll take the hurricanes the other 5 or 6 months so I can live in those 6 or 7 months that are just unbelievably beautiful, right?
Yeah.
To be in a place like this and have that kind of stuff going on, right? Because you think you're a bigger Colombia fan or Argentinian fan or whatever. Man, like, enough of that. Enough of that. Like, it's the same thing with football games. Right? Right? You know what's crazy about this? Think about this. When we watch an Ohio State-Michigan game versus a Florida State-Miami game, there's still the same hatred. But why don't you ever read about all that stuff that's happening up in Michigan and Ohio State? Michigan-Ohio State been a rivalry a lot longer for a lot more stakes, right? Come on, man. Enjoy it.
To be fair, I don't know if Michigan-Ohio State has been a longer rivalry than Argentina-Columbia.
No. I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
That soccer thing goes way back.
Yeah, that goes way back.
When you talk about countries, right? Because you remember, I don't know if you guys weren't alive, but the 80 Olympics, right? The 80 Olympics had a lot of that, but they wasn't fighting in the stands. But it was U.S. against Russia.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah.
Well, my game ball, I'll give it to the game-winning goal scorer, Lautaro Martinez, 112th minute, came on as a substitute, but was the leading goal scorer in the tournament, finished with 5 goals in Copa America. And, you know, his coach talked about it afterwards, coming on as a sub. He didn't have a bad attitude about coming off the bench. He, you know, was very graceful about the whole thing, and he ends up scoring the biggest goal of the tournament. And he had had a tough World Cup, even when Argentina won the last World Cup, right. Lautaro didn't play well. And so that was big time redemption for him. So he gets my game ball. And then, you know, for game bum, I'm going to echo a lot of what Leroy said. I mean, the whole bleep show last night at the stadium. And I'm certainly not blaming Stephen Ross or Hard Rock Stadium for it. People just they need. I don't know how you can do that. Like, I don't know how you can do what happened last night. So that's my game bum.
Bum. All right, gentlemen, when we come back. An hour two. We got some NFL news we need to update our fan base on. We got some headlines, tickets to give away, Miami Heat talk, and so much more on the other side. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show.